listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show.
Hello! Okay, so don't adjust your iPod or don't adjust your computer screen. This is the after show for Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And since we had a great doubleheader episode yesterday, we decided to just pack it all into one recap for you tonight on Monday. So you're here for the right recap. Mm-hmm. Keeping Up with the Kardashians, yes. Your favorite Armenians. So before we dig into this juicy double whammer of an episode, I'm going to go around the table and introduce everybody. There's a special guest we have sitting to my left. Tyler
from Long Island.
She's so cute.
She's my guest from New York.
She's her guest from Long Island, New York. Where's your accent, Tyler?
Oh, it's there.
Do it proud, girl.
No, it's definitely there. Yeah. You'll hear
it. Does it come out later?
Comes out random times, randomly.
Random time.
Yeah. I've been told I don't have that strong of an accent, but if I go to other
places.
The second you start talking. But yeah, so she's visiting me, Adrian Vero. She's visiting me from Long Island, which is great. Uh-huh. And to my left.
Hey, everyone. It's Giselle Ugarte again. And I always tweet during the show. Mm-hmm. So if you have any questions, I mean, we'd love for you to call in. But if you're a little shy, give me a tweet at Giselle Ugarte.
And I am Deanna Vaughn, and you can tweet me at GoToGirlTV. That's the number 2. And you can also find me on GoToGirlTV.com. Okay, so
let's make sure Tyler's just nice and close to her mic so we can hear.
Tyler. So Tyler, get in there so they can
don't
all
be
hear
shy,
you,
girl.
So they
don't
can
be
hear
shy.
You say Ronkonkoma. She knows what that is or where that is. Okay, so like I said, we have a doubleheader episode of The Kardashians. You know, we got not one, but two fantastic episodes. And let's just dig right in. So here's what I thought was interesting. And this has been a common theme throughout the whole entire season is Bruce. Bruce, it was really feeling like, oh my God, my last two daughters out of the 10 children that he has, they're finally getting older and he's wanting to spend some time with him. At the same time, I think he's forgetting that they're teenagers and the last thing a teenager wants to do is be with your dad. You know what I mean? So are you feeling like Bruce's feelings are warranted or do you think he needs to like kind of chill out and back off?
Of course they are. I mean, daddy's little girls, these are the last ones. These are the little babies. I know. I'm the youngest. I'm the only girl. And, you know, granted, they are working models and everything, but at the same time, their family provides a lot for them. Well, and they're doing the show, so they do make their own money, but their family provides a lot for them, not only financially, but also emotionally. And, you know, they need to show their appreciation and have that quality time because before you know it, who knows where they're going to go. The possibilities, especially for them, are endless.
Yeah. I thought it was really cute how, what's her name? Kendall. Kendall's Range Rover.
Mm-hmm. With the rims.
I'm rolling my eyes. So you guys, you know, for all you guys not watching, but I'm rolling my eyes. Her Range Rover, had a flat tire or something like that. So, you know, had to go to the shop. And Bruce kind of, you know, he fibbed a little, you know, and telling her when her car was ready because he wanted to spend some more quality time with his girls. And I thought that was really, really sweet.
It is sweet. I cringe when I watch the girls and the reactions towards him. Yeah. But I also realized I was not the nicest teenager. Believe me. Pre-teen.
None of us were.
Like, so I look at it, I'm like, oh, I'm so annoyed with these girls. They're on their Blackberries. They're just, like, annoying. But they're young. Yeah, like, I can't even. I'm sure I was the same way. And you throw cameras on it. It's like.
I know.
Now.
So, did you get a car when you were 16?
Definitely not.
Yeah. Me either, honey.
I didn't either. And if anything, I almost like, there were times when I would have my mom drive me to school or pick me up because it's like curbside service, extra half an hour of like sleep. I could text while she was driving.
That's funny.
You know, finish my homework, whatever. Like I was like, yeah, for sure you can drive.
Okay, you want to know what's really sad? And I'm gonna out myself right now. You just said I could text while I'm on my way to school. Texting didn't. It wasn't around when I was going to high school, so that's kind of funny.
Aww.
Yeah. But I thought it was super, super cute, you know, how he just really wants to spend some quality time with his girls. But I also thought it was interesting when, I think it was Kendall that said, well, Dad, when you do want to do something with us, you say, let's go to the movies. But going to the movies, you know, we're watching a movie screen. We're not interacting with you. You never ask us. So I thought that was interesting, too, how they threw it back on him. And, you know, so.
Yeah, definitely a good point. No, I know. I think about, too, my parents would always be like, stay home with us, or you're not spending enough time with us. Patty Vero. Shout out to Patty Vero, Mama Dukes. I know. But it's like, we'll do something that I would want to do. Even at this day and age, we're 23 years old. I mean, maybe go get a pedicure together. Don't just tell me to sit at home, you know?
That's
so
cute.
There's, you know, there's always...
That's cute.
I have to say, they do a pretty good job of keeping the family together. Even the older girls, they all do the family vacations, and they try to do dinners together, which...
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
To get everyone together in that way. You're making it a true family gathering.
And half their friends. They brought six of their friends with them, too.
God, to only to be a Kardashian friend. Are you kidding me? The perks you're getting from that? Jeez Louise. Okay, moving on. So this episode, we see Chloe and Lamar are back in L.A. Now, obviously, we fast-forwarded, you know, in real life, so we know what the real deal is. He was, you know, ejected from the Mavericks, but now he's back on the Clippers. But in terms of TV time, you know, at the time, he was ejected from his...
Released.
Which
released.
he was released from his...
Ejected, I think, of like chair springing.
I don't know why that
works. No, it works. He was released.
He was released. He was released. So we see them coming back to LA. And we were kind of talking about this a little earlier, but like the whole family was obviously they're happy to see Chloe back home because they are such a close knit group. And they were giving her a real hard time, I think, about spending time, you know, with them. Like, what did you think that was fair?
I think it's fair because they're not used to it,
mm-hmm.
and because they're used to seeing her all the time, and they miss her. So I think it's nice of them to show how much they really do want her around.
Right.
At the same time, I think Chloe made a really good point that, you know, her family now...
Hello?
Loud noises.
Does somebody want to come in?
Loud noises.
Hello? Okay, sorry.
No. At the same time, however, she made a really good point that Lamar is her family now.
Right.
And that, you know, eventually they hope to have kids, and that will be the family that she focuses on.
Yeah.
And that has to be her priority. And I think of all of them, she has the healthiest relationship of everybody.
She really does, yeah.
And her husband is her life. At the same time, she has, you know, her own deals that she works out. But... You know, I can see it from both sides.
Yeah. Well, she made a really good point, and she said, "You know what? Well, Kim, your marriage lasted for 72 days. Courtney, you guys don't even sleep in the same bedroom. So I'm trying to make this work." So I was like, "Good for you!
I know.
She's got to do what's right for her marriage and for her, and that doesn't necessarily always mean spending every waking moment with her husband.
Working for her.
Yeah. They've been together for 3 years, so it's like." Back off.
Exactly. Her point exactly. Yeah. Like, Kim's isn't working. Courtney, yours isn't really working. But mine, I'm doing something right.
Yeah.
Adrian, you're the sports fanatic.
Yeah.
Do we know why he was released? Because I feel like they haven't really told us.
Oh, I can only imagine, like he said, when he got released, he wasn't able to be picked up by another team. It was almost to the point where, like, he's getting paid the same. It's almost like, this really isn't working. We need to get rid of you. It almost seemed like that. Like, it was really just not working between the two of them.
In terms of, like, was he not showing up to practice? Was there a lot going on personally?
He's been touted as the laziest player in the NBA right now.
You know, if you're not up to par with practicing and you're not showing, I mean, really just even your attitude can sometimes, like, bring about, you know, differences between the coaches and the other teammates. And, I mean, especially you have this reality show, people are going to be on... I mean, they say it didn't matter, but I think that at least amongst the other teammates.
I do, because at the end of the day, that was a distraction. He's flying around. You've got cameras following you. Like, he's not able to focus on the game. He's not, you know, especially when you got cameras showing up to games. And, like, that's just pressure.
Yeah, and even not for just him, but think about the teammates that are going to use that as a crutch. And say, it's because you have the show, or because Chloe's in town, or because of this.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to always be on edge, so that's going to cause... think about it. These guys travel together and they are in the locker room practicing together. Like, they do everything together. They're almost like a brotherhood. And so they're going to get in each other's nerves and they're going to throw jabs and they're going to talk about the show and they're going to just, I can just see it.
I think the show was a big distraction.
But the thing is, though, is that he had the show when he had one of his best seasons ever for the Lakers. And I feel like, if anything, he drew even more fans and attention to the Mavericks, because they even said, you know, for example, when Chris Humphries went back to play, they booed him on the court. But then when Lam Lam came to the Mavericks, they all were cheering. Mark Cuban is a very, very involved owner of the Mavericks, and any publicity, I'm sure he was all over. He has another TV show, Shark Tank, which he always promotes the Mavericks on.
Right.
So I feel like at the same time, do they
need extra publicity from a reality show, especially from a Kardashian reality show? Do they need that?
I think it's all makes everything that you're saying makes perfect sense. And at first, but then it's like, okay, well, now that the hype's gone down and you're not performing, you're just there. Right. And I think that that wasn't working for the team. Like, this is an industry. This is basketball. No one's messing around here.
Yeah.
Like, the NBA is serious.
And
like,
a lot of people want that opportunity. He wasn't performing. I think he's even lucky that he got signed back to the Clippers.
Yeah.
I mean, he's real lucky that he's even, like, playing for a team right now.
Well,
you know?
I liked being able to see that Khloe is on the phone with his agent trying to develop a strategy. And for him, you know, you see him saying he does not need to be in the spotlight right now. He does not need to, you know, get any extra attention. He needs to focus on his game and his workout routine. And you can see Khloe doing everything in her power to respect that.
But you know what? How many basketball wives are on the phone with their husband's agents?
Not very many.
Not many.
Is that even proper protocol? Like, I don't even know. I'm just asking the question. Like, I'm saying, was she in that position because of the show and because, you know what I'm saying? Or because, is that what a basketball wife does? Does she get on the phone with her husband's agent? I don't know. It seems a little improper to me.
But Khloe's the type of person who we saw, you know, on Khloe and Lamar. I know you guys hosted that show as well, is that she's a very involved wife. You know, she's calling, she's scheduling the photo shoot, calling the coordinator of the photo shoot, making sure that he's getting fed. Like, she's a very, very hands-on wife.
Right.
And Chris, being the momager that she is, I feel like even though she doesn't really understand the sports world, even Chris was on the phone with Jeff, his agent, and Khloe was. And I think, you know, that just doesn't seem right.
It just doesn't seem right to me. Especially, I get Khloe being involved, but not her mother. Back up.
Well, you know what I mean? She's Lamar's manager for other things,
but not for basketball. For basketball. So I don't know. Maybe it could have been a situation of too many, you know, cooks in the kitchen. I don't know, but I think he's lucky to be back on a team. You know, they're back in LA, they're back home. So I think time will tell if we're going to, because remember how they said, oh, you know, no more Khloe and Lamar. We're going to put this, you know,
on hold.
Put it on hold. So it'd be interesting to see if, you know, the hold is removed. What do you think?
I think it will be.
In order to support her husband, I think Khloe was right to talk to the agent and kind of see where she should step in and step out. But anything other than that is a little too much, right? Chris, that's a little too much. She loves getting involved.
Chris loves it.
Yeah, well, she loves making that money, honey. Make that money, honey. And, okay, this is really funny. So now Scott Disick is what? The king of Sweet 16? Like, how freaking random. Well, first of all, I thought it was so funny how, first of all, he got asked to MC the 16-year-old girl's birthday party in New York. Okay. Second of all, the party is in this club in New York City. And what, there's 13-year-olds there, there's 16-year-olds there. I was just like, are you freaking kidding me? And how much did this cost?
Do you think that they wanted a Kardashian 16 initially and then Scott was kind of like,
yes, definitely. It was the cheapest one. That's it. That's exactly what it is.
You nailed it. I think, you know, he was the less expensive option out of all the Kardashians. So they got something. And they probably figured, okay, if we get Scott, maybe like some other family members Courtney will show. Well, and he brought Rob, so at least they're going to live a deal. It worked, you know. But I agree with you 100%. 100%. Because
what little girl is asking for Scott to sit?
I know, right?
To like, DJ their Sweet 16.
Oh my God, Daddy, can you please get Scott to sit at my Sweet 16 birthday party, please?
That was great.
Really?
Yeah.
Come on. You know? Oh, but I agree with Rob. Like, was he the best example to have for, like, a bunch of, like, screaming 16-year-old girls? Probably not.
I was thinking of maybe some secret business deal that maybe Scott was having with the father just to, like, okay, I'll give you exposure if you, you know, if you make me look cool and have, like, I thought there was some sort of crazy deal going on that would benefit both parties, but
I don't know.
I think it came down to the cheapest.
I loved it.
I,
I didn't think of it that way. It does make sense when you mention like, it that way.
Yeah.
But, I mean, of all the Kardashians, Scott's definitely the most the life of the party. So.
He is. I also think that he probably just happened to also be in New York, you know, for his restaurant, working on that. And so he was like, okay, I'm in New York. I don't think he specifically flew out there for this event. I don't. I think he was already there. What do y'all think?
I think you specifically flown out there for that.
You think so?
Did you see the size of that birthday party?
But the opening of the restaurant was that same.
Yeah.
It was?
Well,
yeah.
No,
was
it?
He's having that next. That's next. They didn't leave New York yet. He didn't fly back.
There you go.
No, that's why, because the opening of the restaurant, and that was like the same time.
So, yeah.
So I don't think he's flown out just for that. That's what yeah.
And just to your point, I think they got the best option they could get for their money, you know, and I would love to know how much he was paid for that, because he didn't really talk about that, right?
No.
I'm sure it couldn't have been... I think at least 20,000.
I think at least, yeah, five figures for sure.
And for a guy that's going to throw a big bash like that for his daughter, that's in New York City renting out a club right then and there.
Pocket
Scott's
change.
Probably the cheapest thing there. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Wait, and did we see that, like, the champagne glasses? I'm like, that had better be sparkling apple cider.
There were adults there as well.
Still, I was like, what the hell is that?
I forget what it's like to be 16, where I feel like you think you're so old and so yeah. blah, blah, blah. Like, I probably would have wanted Scott. I was jealous.
Really?
I was jealous.
I don't know. I mean, I like Scott, but I don't know if I want to.
I love Scott.
I don't know.
If Scott made a Glamour Shots coffee table book with quotes, I would buy it.
You're giving Chris some ideas? Coffee table book, Chris.
I would
put that on the list. Moving on. Let's see here. What other great highlights do we have from this episode?
Well, Scott watches the video at the end of the party and gets emotional. Him and Rob had the Red Eagle code word to make sure that he was like in check with his behavior.
Right.
He kept on the Red Eagle when Scott was starting to be like slightly inappropriate, which I mean he wasn't getting that drunk. And it's Scott, like, well,
still,
he is
a 16-year-old's party.
It doesn't matter. That's what they paid for.
That's true. You know? That is true. They paid for Scott to sit.
They played for Scott. And you know, if the dad didn't research who he was, then that's his own fault. And I'm pretty sure the dad's a smart man.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like I'm sure in the contract, if there was some sort of a clause that said if you misbehave, you won't get paid, then that's one thing. But clearly it said just show up, do whatever you want, hang out.
Right.
It's not like Scott was going to start like making out with a 16-year-old or something.
True. I love how he busted in on the bachelorette party, though.
That was amazing.
Your friend Jennifer. I don't have a friend named Jennifer.
All right. Have a good night.
That was funny.
See you later.
That was pretty funny.
Awkward.
awkward, but funny.
I would have welcomed that.
And then
they show this little slideshow of the 16-year-old from like when she was little, when she got older, and you see Scott like wipe a tear and he's getting emotional because he's gonna have a daughter soon.
Yeah.
And he was like reflecting on it and saying like, oh, you know, you want to give your daughter everything, and kind of relating to the other father, and it was cute.
Yeah.
It's cute.
Well, unfortunately, that moment doesn't seem to have had a major impact on just him and responsibility and all that, because we see a little later on where, you know, it's back to the same old Scott. But I have a question for you.
Ooh,
do you shop on Amazon.com?
I have a Kindle, so I buy Kindle books from Amazon.
Okay, good answer. Because if you said no, I was going to give you a really dirty look.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, no, you do.
That's a good segue.
You say no, but you do.
Well, Tyler, I don't know if you know this, but I'm going to share it with you and the AfterBuzz fans. We have this really fantastic affiliate program with Amazon.com. So if you would ordinarily buy books for your Kindle on Amazon.com, all we're asking you to do is check out the
It's hot in here.
I know, it's really hot in here. All we're asking you to do is check out the Amazon banner on AfterBuzzTV.com and make your purchases that way. And what happens is it gives us a few kickbacks. It allows us to bring you more shows. It allows us to have all these great hosts and, you know, just new stuff. And it just pays for everything. It's a win-win situation. So make sure you check out the banner for Amazon on AfterBuzzTV.com.
It's good to know.
Yay, good to
Keeps
know.
Our podcasts free.
Keeps our podcasts
streaming
free.
Streaming on YouTube.
Streaming on YouTube.
Keeps our AC going.
Which isn't really happening right now. So that means y'all need to start buying some stuff on the banner.
So we can get cool.
Because we are shiny and hot and sweating.
Yeah, sorry, pardon our appearance.
Anyway,
okay. Anywho.
All right, so let's back on track. Good answer, Tyler. Good answer. Okay, so moving on. Any other highlights? I feel like we got the meat of all that.
Well, the last thing we end up on was Kim and Courtney and Chloe talking around the little fire pit, and they're all listing off like the 10 reasons why she come to Scott's opening.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like a to be continued thing. And we have Chloe leaving saying, all right, well, guess what? I'm an Odom now. I'm not a Kardashian. Like, bye, Kardashians.
Yeah. And like we were saying earlier, like, I agree with Chloe. Like, she's got to do what's best for her marriage and her relationship. And that doesn't always mean being able to just pick up, get on a plane, and, like, going wherever her family's going. You know what I mean? She's got to check in with her husband. And since this is a bi-coastal episode, and you're kind of bi-coastal in the past 2 weeks, let's pick up in New York. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so the story continues where, you know, she gets the 10 reasons. She goes and talks to Lamar, and he's just like, let's do it. I think we should go.
Yeah.
So I really like seeing how she deferred to her husband about that.
Right.
Like,
yes.
She didn't just make the decision herself.
Yes.
I really like that. Like,
and I also, like, I think maybe one thing that Kim and Courtney maybe misunderstand is that it's not that she's asking Lamar permission. It's just that she's discussing it with him. She's not just going to pick up and leave.
Right.
Because we've seen Scott just pick up and leave Courtney before.
Right.
Or pick up and leave while she's gone. Or we see Courtney taking a girl trip with Kim because she needs her space.
Right.
And that's not the way that they are. They like being a part of each other's every day. She accompanies Lamar to his workouts and he likes
it. Yeah. So. Right. Yeah. No, that's a really good point. It's not like she's asking, honey, can I get your permission? Like, they're part.
No, they care. Like, they literally.
And she needs to check in, and I would hope that he would do the same thing. He just wouldn't, like, get up and make a major decision without consulting his wife.
Right.
And I feel like that's the one thing that they just don't get. You know, her sisters, they don't get that, because I think, I hate to say it, but, like, they kind of have dysfunctional relationships.
Yeah, you however, I mean, I know we're going to get into that later, but I think when Kim's in love, that's the way she'll act, but she's bitter because she doesn't have that right now and didn't have that.
Right.
But I guarantee you, Kim will be the same way, I think, when it comes to a guy that she really, really cares about. I think she'll discuss everything with them and act the same way. Courtney's just stuck in her ways. She's very stubborn.
So
you think Kim's going to be like Miss...
I think that, well, unless something starts to change, because I did kind of see a little bit of a change in her with the Oprah interview.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like Kim...
Or was that me?
And one thing that we noticed with Chris... Well, one thing that you noticed with Chris is that Kim... really, you know, she at least wanted to see this going forever, her fame. She didn't think that all of a sudden in a year or two she'd be irrelevant. Because remember Chris had that line, she was like, no one's even going to care about you in 5 years, baby.
I remember that, yeah.
And she was like, what? You know, so I think it just kind of depends on where Kim sees her career going, because I don't think it's so much that she will be discussing things with her partner, it's just that she'll think like, but wait, I have this thing going on. You know, or like, but I have, what? You
yeah,
know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, this doubleheader episode, not only do we get to see a different side of Scott, and he's opening up this restaurant, but this is where we get to see the introduction of Kimye.
Yeah.
Were you guys surprised to see that, like, they introduced him on this episode?
Barf.
What do you think? Oh, well, we know how she feels.
I think it's hard. I actually don't hate them.
It's not that I don't hate them. It's that a couple of weeks ago, we were just, like, talking about how I'm, like, I'm so proud of Kim. I feel like she's actually keeping this relationship under wraps.
Mm-hmm. And now you bring him on the show.
That you're actually taking time to really figure out your relationship. You're talking to Oprah about it and, she, you know, at least being honest, but still being reserved and keeping it to whatever. And here you are, your dress is unzipped, and Kanye is helping you pick out your outfit. Which, granted, it was still early in their relationship.
Yeah.
But, like... you're showing us the conception of your relationship until now. You know?
Yeah. And she's showing us the fact that, like, Kanye is, like, he's going to a family event with them. He's coming over to the hotel.
Which he would have anyway, because they have been friends.
Yeah, true. But, like, I feel like this episode was really introducing, like, it was validating their relationship is what this was doing, for sure. I think this episode is definitely going to put any rumors, you know, to rest of, is it real? Is it not? Is it a publicity stunt? Like, that along with the Oprah interview. Like, what do you think? Do you think it's real? Do you think it's fake?
Oh,
like, what do you think?
I think it's real.
Why?
I do. You know, I really couldn't tell you why. I just...
You feel it?
I feel like because she's keeping it so under wraps.
Well, not anymore.
Yeah, I know. She was, she's, for
it's
her.
It's like brewing. The relationship is brewing, and eventually it's going to, I don't think that they're going to be
together.
So private forever.
And she does every little, like, every little thing, you know, from borrowing the car, wearing the earrings, the shoes.
Yes.
Like, those are very specifically placed because they know how to produce a show. If she wanted to keep something private, she would know how to do it. Yeah. And she's not at all.
I feel like she's being a contradiction right now.
Complete.
And I'm glad you just brought that up. We see her driving his car. Then we see the KW earrings.
Yeah.
You know?
This is all Twitter. This is before the... the show episode, right? You're talking about?
Well, no. This is the episode.
Oh, because she posted all those pictures on Twitter. The KW earrings,
exactly.
I saw on Twitter.
I mean, and we won't even talk about how she bought him the Lamborghini for his birthday, which that happened, you know, a few weeks back. So, like, she's showing us all these different displays of, he's my man, you know, we're together. But, yeah, on the other hand, she's like, I want to take it slow.
Yeah.
And so it's like, well, what are you supposed to believe?
So you think that this is staged as something to kind of...
I don't think it's getting on top of the Chris
Humphries. It's just a little too convenient.
I don't think that it's necessarily staged because I can see it working since they were friends forever. They are very similar in terms of their interests and the way that they are entrepreneurs. But I just think it's silly that she's saying one thing that she wants to take it slow and that she wants to be more reserved. And then she's literally showing us every little piece of private whatever, and even the way she is with her family about, like, being subtle about it, like, the way that she's answering questions or showing them her new little things are asking for them to ask her.
And that's why Beyonce doesn't like her.
Okay. I feel like they're besties.
I feel like people sometimes do that. They act one way, but they talk how they wish they could act or wish things could be, and they're trying to, like, kind of bring it on themselves. But it's not.
Yeah,
it's
because I think she can't. She really wants to,
be private,
but
and she
likes the limelight.
Well, like,
obviously,
you know, it's like pick a lane.
Yeah,
pick a lane. And but at the same time, you can't get upset when people are gonna, like, you know, shut you down and say stuff to you, because you're just, what are we supposed to think? On the one hand, you're saying, I want to keep this private. And then on the other hand, you're doing all just you know. So it's like, what is it?
I will say, I did think Kanye was really cute. And when he was, like, helping her pick out what to wear, like, I don't know.
Wah.
I like that. Like, I like it.
I mean, I don't know. I think we're going to see this play out a lot more, and we're going to see it play out on the show. So it's going to be really interesting, because even within this episode, you know, like, she's talking to her sister, she's talking to her mom, and they're like, okay, what's going on with you guys? And, you know, you say this. But, like, so even her family is questioning her, and it doesn't seem like she's really... letting them in on what's happening. So
at this point, how long have they been dating, officially, unofficially?
The restaurant opened in May.
Yeah.
And that was supposedly their first...
coming out.
Well, to her, their first coming out. To us, it was when Kanye's single came out about Kim, and she was seen spotted leaving his apartment with her outfit from the night
Walk
before.
Of shame.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's... So what? Now we're in July, so...
3 months.
We're talking about, like, 3-4 months, essentially? 3-4 months, and she bought him a Lamborghini, $750,000
like,
car for his
pocket
birthday.
Pocket change.
Really?
Pocket change.
And how interesting was it, they attended this Dress for Success event in New York City, and Kim was on the red carpet, and someone from PETA came and, like, threw all this white powder on her. Remember that
flower.
Was even in the town? Yeah, a flower or whatever it was. And so she goes upstairs, and she dusts it off, and, you know, they blow dry her, and then she comes back downstairs, and one of the reporters was just like, oh, my God, what a trooper you are. You got flower poured in you, and you came right back. Well, what was she supposed to do? Like, why is she being
Did you believe that, by the way?
What?
That what happened?
What do you mean with the
was crazy.
The incident?
What, yeah, the flower being poured on her.
What do you mean believe it? Like, we saw it.
Well, because I know what you mean. Okay.
No, because I saw it on YouTube first. I saw it before.
So I've had to work behind the scenes for red carpet events in terms of coordinating, like, who's allowed where on the carpet, etc. And the girl is, like, on the carpet and, like, pours it on Kim, and apparently it was a sister to somebody who Chloe worked with. And so it just seemed, like, very...
Oh,
I don't know. A little weird to me, because it wasn't like it was someone from the crowd throwing flour over it.
Oh,
it was someone who was
on the
carpet.
She was on the other side.
Yeah, and then she ran away, and no one even, like...
No one took her down?
I mean, that looked
That's
like...
That's interesting.
Kim wouldn't embarrass herself. Like, well, that was a big... It was like a trending topic on Twitter, yet again, when it happened.
It was a big event.
I just can't imagine they would plan that. That would be, like, nuts.
Well, it's
just, like, ate the microphone.
PETA would do, like, red paint or something, not flour.
How do you even...
stage something like that. Like, oh, let's do something.
You on the red carpet. Here, you, you give a girl, here's $500.
Go pour this on Kim Kardashian.
You take this bin of powder.
Who thinks of that idea? Who even crazy?
Her mama. I'm just,
That's a really good point. Playing advocate here. If we're talking about the, you know, the differently placed events. Yeah.
It's funny because obviously we all hosted on their show, Real Housewives of New Jersey, and I feel like we can kind of pinpoint people, but with this show, I honestly don't know.
I don't know
if it's real. Sometimes I want to think it's real, and then I'm like, but wait, it could be stage, or this could be fake. I'm like, I never thought that I was like, why would anyone want to embarrass themselves with flour on them on the red carpet? It was so embarrassing, but look at how much attention it got.
At the end of the day, though, to Giselle's point, like, most PETA people, they'd throw, like, pig's blood on you, or just some vile, awful thing. Powder? What's so bad about some white powder?
I mean, it is embarrassing. It was embarrassing.
Yeah, but at the same time. Yeah, I mean, and it was poured on her back, not on her face. So, to your point,
yeah,
you might
I know, that's what I'm saying.
I don't
it's
know.
Just
I
so
I think about
I never thought about that. That it could
didn't
be staged.
Yeah, because she went upstairs.
We don't think like crazy people.
She dusted it off, and you know, again, good press
if
for her
someone,
because she's seen like Halo, like
and people and people were like, "Oh, poor Kim," because that was a big thing too.
Right.
And she didn't seem that scared. Like if someone were to throw white powder at me, I would be like, what is that? You know, like, what could this possibly be? And she was just like,
she's like, oh yeah, I know, it's
And right away, like, before she's even off the carpet, you can hear her on the microphone doing the, I wanted more powder on my face, but I didn't, like, she didn't even know what it was yet.
Okay, here's
so
a good question.
Like a,
Here's a question for you guys. Remember the, what was it, the Oscars? And Ryan Seacrest on the Oscars?
Yeah, with ashes.
With Sacha Baron Cohen playing, you know, the dictator, and he got the ashes thrown on him. Was that before or after this Kim Kardashian
after.
Event? It was after.
After.
Interesting.
Well,
okay.
Hold on. Academy Awards. Isn't that March?
I can't remember. I really can't.
I think that's. I think
it was
the Academy Awards is either March or April, and this event would have been April, May.
I think the Oscars was before.
Really?
I do. I really. I think that's after
because I was like, oh my god, another stage.
I mean,
another flower.
I think that we need a little research. Ben, you want to research that?
No. I'm on it.
Yeah, Ben.
No, but
I'll get that to you.
Thank you. No, but I think the Ryan Seacrest incident, I think it happened before, which is interesting because Ryan Seacrest is on E!
RSP.
Ryan Seacrest is, you know, he produces this show. So I wouldn't be surprised if that's where the idea came from, to your point, if this was staged.
Got it.
You see what I'm saying?
Got it. Yeah.
See where my mind is working?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, well, Ben is going to get back to us, but I have a feeling that the Oscars was before because I feel like the Oscars is what, the end of February?
March? I remember it's always around spring break time.
Sacha Baron Cohen's flower bomb or ashes bomb, I suppose it was late February.
Okay,
late February.
So
and
it did happen before.
And Kim Kardashian's was in late March.
Wow! See, there you go. Wow! Okay, congrats, Deanna.
There you go. Connecting
you
those
win.
Dots.
Boom, that was good.
Boom.
That was good
because
I didn't put those two together.
So I wouldn't be surprised if, because, I mean, well, we all know that the incident that happened to Ryan, that was completely unexpected. He wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, you could see it on his face.
You could see it on his face.
He was mad.
He recovered really well, though.
Yeah,
his recovery was great. He got cleaned up, you know, so I wouldn't be surprised if someone's like, okay, let's, you know.
That's,
because that's pretty random. And to your point, how it happened and where the girl came from. So I think you're right about that.
And you have to say, Kim's reaction? No, since the whole Chris Humphries thing, the way her output is on TV and in the media is, like, only going up. She's only...
Yeah, she's trying to get good press.
Yeah, good press.
Exactly.
So, yeah, playing the victim's not going to hurt.
Yeah, so what better press than to be like, I just bounced back from somebody pouring something on me on the red carpet at this Dress for Success event because it's all for the women who don't have clothing.
And I value people's time.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
it brings attention to the actual thing that she was at, too.
Right.
You know, not just her image, but what she was doing, which was... The Jasper.
Exactamundo.
Man, we got this figured out, I think, actually.
Yes, we do. All right, moving on. So let's talk about Scott's Restaurant. It's, the name is
RYU.
What does that even stand for?
I don't know. But it's a Japanese restaurant.
And what I was saying when we were watching it is, I was like, okay, what kind of restaurant is this? Because the walls, there's these pictures of these guys with tats, like full tats on their back. And then there's all these Chinese characters. I'm like, what the hell kind of restaurant is it? It's in the Meatpacking District. So mm-hmm. great neighborhood, great mm-hmm. location. Like catty corner to the Gansevoort Hotel. Oh, I miss New York.
You New Yorkers over there.
New Yorkers over here. But it seems like he pulled it off, no?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he pulled it off at the expense of the family because everybody came out to support him and they were all, you know, complaining. And I don't blame them that he didn't really spend any time with him, you know, or them, sorry. What do you guys think? We think behind the scenes he was really spending time with them or no?
Well, they have to spend time with each other, I think, at the end of the night. I'm sure him and I would imagine that him and Courtney stayed together, but again, with their sleeping situation, or at least the way that they're open about it.
That's so whack.
Who really knows? But, I mean, again, they are a very tight-knit family, and they are very territorial when it comes to the time they spend together. And, you know, Scott maybe flaked him off a little bit, but when you are that nervous and are under that much pressure to put something together, I wouldn't blame him for wanting to take at least a little bit of space just to not get these, you know, nag, because Courtney can be a little bit of a nag sometimes.
Do you think that's really why he kept his distance and he went out with Rob versus, like, checking in with the family?
Maybe. Mm. What do you think?
I don't know.
Who would you rather hang out with? Yeah.
Who would I rather hang out with? Yeah. Who?
Rob or Courtney?
Yeah.
Rob?
I don't know.
I mean,
I guess all of them. I mean, well,
to the family's point, I can understand why they'd be pissed because everybody, they got on a plane to come out and support him.
Right.
And yet, like, I get that he was busy trying to, you know, get the restaurant ready, get it open, make everybody proud of him. But at the same time, he could have spent a little, you know, like, you know, quality time with the family. And he didn't. He spent it with Rob. You know, so
for the plot line yet again is that, I don't know.
And let's also talk about Rob's flailing sock line.
Flailing. Wacky waving inflatable. I'm flailing too, man. Failing anyone?
Essentially, we all know that like he's been working on this sock line, which I still don't get it. Whatever. And
hey, Malika looks great.
Whatever. And he just, it sounds like, well, here's the thing. Let me back up for a second. One thing I really liked is that Chris was like, look, you know, you got the opportunity, but I can't do the work for you.
Right.
You know, you have to put in the work. You need to be going out there, getting samples, whatever. And he didn't do the work.
Right.
It sounds like he thought that like, okay,
put your name on it.
Yeah. He thought my name's Rob Kardashian. I'm going to put my name on a sock line. It's done.
We'll talk about it on the show.
Yeah.
I'll talk about it. I went to USC and studied entrepreneurship.
You know, so, and funny enough,
always
like,
USC.
Having like worked in the fashion industry and understanding how it works, and there's market weeks and seasons, because Chris even said, you know, we missed it, you know, you missed the time to present this line, you know, now we have to wait until, you know, spring 2013, and he was still just kind of like, oh, okay, you know what I mean? So I think at the end of the day, she can only hold his hand for so long.
Yeah.
So do we think there's any hope for Rob?
I think there's hope for Rob. Yeah. I think that he also maybe doesn't necessarily have the motivation because he has another income elsewhere.
The show.
Yeah.
The show.
I mean, he just bought a condo, you know.
Cars. He's getting paid for appearances.
That is his job, essentially, if you think about it.
Like,
why does he need to do anything else?
The girls also built their empire, so they, from day one, you know, they know what it's like to work and what you have to put into it. But he kind of was left out of that, and he mm-hmm. doesn't really.
Yeah, it's been handed to him.
Yeah.
In a sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or just literally fell into it. Because
yeah,
you're right.
The girls had their store.
Dash. Right. They had Dash. Yeah.
And they've always done that. And he doesn't really get that. He doesn't know how to work. And
yeah. I have to give them credit. The girls really did have something. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And they just, and like, I think it was Kim said it maybe on Oprah. I don't remember where she said it. Mm-hmm. But they knew what they had and they just, they already liked clothes, they already liked makeup, and then they just made it even bigger and made it universal. And now that's why they're doing so well.
Right. Now they have an empire.
It's also different because Rob went to school and studied it, mm-hmm. whereas the girls, they didn't go to school, but they were always doing things to apply their knowledge and applying their skills and applying their interests.
Right. Well, Chris also had a store.
Whether it was before or during or after the show. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think, I don't know how long, but Chris had the children's clothing store. So they had that as an example. So I think, you know, once she had that store, it made it easier for them to, okay, let's open up a store, you know. But I don't know. I do think it's time for him to, like, kind of, you know, grow up a little bit, you know, do his own thing.
He got feisty towards Scott.
Yeah, he did.
What did you guys think about that?
Feisty. I think Rob definitely has an easy life, and he tries to, like, seem like, I don't know, like, people are always pushing him around, and, you know, he doesn't get the benefits. Victim. He plays a victim, and he doesn't get the benefits that the girls do, but he definitely is living an easy life.
He complains about it, but yet he doesn't want to do anything about it.
But he's not going to work towards anything.
It's like he talks, he's like Kim, like you said, like he talks what he wants to be, but acts different. Exactly. You know?
But acts different. And on that note, let's hit a commercial so maybe we can like go jump in a kiddie pool and then we'll come right back.
Hey there, good buddies. The handle's Wooly Bear. I'm a truck driving man, but I'm not that old school kind of truck driving man, no. I like to listen to podcasts while I'm driving through these great United States of ours. And my favorite podcasts in the world are from AfterBuzz TV. And why? Because AfterBuzz TV is like a post-game wrap-up show for all your favorite TV shows. Like Jersey Shore, Dancing with the Stars, Mad Men, and a whole truckload more. I like listening to my Gossip Girl podcast, catching up with all my fellow fans and getting all the latest news and gossip. You know, I got some strong opinions. And AfterBuzz TV lets me share those opinions with thousands of other listeners. Hoo-wee, what a feeling. I used to doze off on those lonely stretches of road. And don't worry, I got the cruise control. But now I'm wide awake and listening to all the AfterBuzz TV goodness. Check them out. Give them a holler. And tell them the old Wooly Bear sent you.
Bear. Yeah. Hey guys, we are back, and we just want to let you know how much we love you because we're sitting here sweating our asses off, but we love being here giving you shows, so we're going to endure it.
We're burning calories while we're sitting down.
We're burning more than calories. I'm burning last week's meals. Like,
isn't that still calories?
Whatever it is.
It sounded good when you said it.
Yeah, whatever, you know. All right, so I think it's time for some news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Oh, wait, hold on. We forgot a very key element of the episode.
What?
Courtney's promise ring to Scott. Oh, the love ring.
Thank you for bringing that up. Yes. Well, yeah, okay, so Courtney, really quickly, she gives Scott a love ring. And notice how they're all wearing the Cartier love bands, too. So, you know, and you know what those bands, like, you have to have a key to put them on, put them off, whatever. It's a $5,000 great piece of jewelry. Someone buy me one. Anyway, but yeah, so she gives him a ring, and then...
Wait, is that the one that Susan has?
Yeah.
Of course, Susan has it.
But, so she gives him this ring, and he's just like, does this mean we're engaged? You know, like, oh my God. I mean, and Chris was there to hear it. And of course, Chris rolls her eyes. I mean, they're such an on and off again couple. Like, do we think they're going to make it? Like, even with the, you know, second kid, which we're going to talk about that in a second.
They make good looking babies.
They're that off. I think they're always on even when they're off.
He's not getting laid.
Yeah.
They sleep in separate bedrooms.
But they don't sleep together. They made another baby.
Yeah, but
that's just not a healthy relationship.
No. I agree there's something very weird about that relationship.
Yeah.
But I think there's a lot that we don't see. And I think that's one thing that's different about Courtney and Scott is that they are very under wraps about things, even though Scott's very flamboyant on camera.
Right. Yeah.
And they have a very functional, slightly dysfunctional relationship to where at the end of the day, they do love each other unconditionally. Mm-hmm. And they have a beautiful family.
Well, hopefully baby number two is going to help, you know, bring
Penelope
them together.
Scotland.
Yes, that was like the top of our news is Courtney finally had her baby.
AfterBuzz TV News.
We need a little baby like sound effect. That'd be really cool. Like a wah.
You can just do it. You're good at that stuff.
So Penelope.
We're having a baby.
Penelope Scotland Disick. Yes. Congratulations. Yay. I love the middle name, Scotland.
I
think that's so cute. What do you guys think about the name?
I love the name. Here's the funny thing is that Courtney actually tweeted that on Saturday she did an intense 2-hour yoga session.
Uh-huh.
She has been running all over town going shopping. So clearly all of that walking around paid off because
baby was born the next day.
Baby came out. Well, that's what they say. Like, you know, when you're close to, like, giving birth, you're supposed to, like, walk or do stuff.
Yeah.
Have sex, whatever.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it helps, like, you know, get it going, I guess.
Yeah, but, sure.
Congratulations to them. We wish them, you know, much success as new parents. Now they have two. And I think we were all anticipating the baby's name because we thought that they were going to go with another M name since they had Mason and since, you know, all the Kardashians have K
names.
Didn't
Kim want another M name?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, but they totally...
As long as it wasn't Maxwell.
They didn't. Oh, I know, right? Jessica would have been mad.
MaxiPad.
So, yeah, so no M name. So there goes that tradition. That's gone. But
Scotland.
They've got Penelope Scotland.
What do you think they're going to call her as a nickname?
Penny.
I
love
it.
Lope. Hey, Lope,
Low.
Get over Low. Here.
Penelope.
Nilo?
Good. I don't know.
No.
I think
come up with something, though.
Something, yeah.
Popo?
Yeah, Penny.
Unless
Popo. That's a colloquialism for the police. Okay, I don't think they're calling her Popo. But yeah, congratulations to them. Let's see here. What else do we have going on? So... it says that Kanye West is totally digging on Kim and he might be putting a ring on it soon. I don't believe this. Like, we just saw how, you know,
I also heard he has baby fever now that
we're talking about
baby.
That.
Yeah.
Who Kanye about does? That last or Kim?
Kanye.
Oh, I'm sure.
I wouldn't be surprised in the least if she got pregnant.
Like, I wouldn't either.
I would not.
No, I can see that. She is wanting that so bad. She already got her fairy tale wedding. That was a fail, obviously. Which she'll get it again, I mean, with Kanye. But I think the next thing that we haven't seen yet is a baby from her.
Exactly.
And it's definitely, I can see it being Kanye's, sure. Exactly.
I can see them having a really small wedding, like out of the blue, like a spontaneous island wedding where everyone shows up and they're like, hey guys, we're getting married. And then all of a sudden, Kim's like, oh, by the way, this is water, not champagne.
I would, that's funny. I would hope that, like, if they do plan on marriage in the future, that she's got to be really smart about this, you know, considering her history.
How many? Two weddings so far. Two divorces.
Yeah, two divorces. Right. So this is number three. So come on, like, take this seriously because the world is watching. The world is watching.
Even if it doesn't work out with the baby, baby will be set for life. She has no worries with Kanye.
Oh,
it's not like Chris Humphries.
Right.
Herself.
That baby's going to be best friends with Blue Carter.
Seriously, though. I think Kim really wants that Beyonce
there.
Life.
Yeah. She does.
Yeah,
she
but totally whereas Chris does. Humphries wasn't even on her level. I mean, I hate to say it, but like he's an NBA player, but that's still not even... Kanye and Kim are equal playing fields.
Yeah.
Speaking about babies, did you guys hear the baby mama drama with Chris Humphries?
Yes!
Oh, no. There's some news and gossip.
Yep, I sure did. With the ex, what's her name, Myla?
Wait, it's not his, though, is it?
Well,
they're going to do a paternity test when the baby's born. No one knows.
Which would really make him look bad, because he was the main one saying, well, I'm not going to be in any relationship while I'm still married to Kim. So if this kid is really his, it's just like, he just screwed his stuff up. Like,
and he's kind of losing all face at the divorce trial. How can you stand up in a court?
Did they end up doing the prenup? I can't remember.
Yeah, of course they had a prenup. Are you kidding me?
I mean, I don't think Chris would have let Kim.
There is no way her mother would have let her marry him without a prenup.
True.
In the state of California? Oh my God, no. Absolutely. She had to have a prenup. Thanks for that, Tyler. what else do we have?
I have my flip book and my iPad. That's what I sent in today.
That you bought on Amazon?
Kindle. Wait. Really, really quick. I forgot to bring something up. Okay, remember there was a scene where Chloe was in the car with Khadijah, her best friend, and there's a little black baby in the back seat. Whose baby was that?
Wait, Khadijah or Malika? Which one? Because
Khadijah
they're twins and Khadijah has a baby. With an NFL player.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So maybe that was her baby. Because I'm like, whose child is that?
Black baby.
I'm like, okay, did somebody adopt a black baby again? And I missed the memo. Okay. All right. Thanks for clearing that up. Let's see.
Who does
she
think she is? Angelina Jolie?
I know, right? Or Charlize Theron? Or who else?
Oh, Catherine Hyde's so Asian. Never mind.
Julianne Michaels?
Yes, Julianne Michaels. Like, they're all adopting black babies. But hey, Mariska Hargitay. Yeah. At least they're going to really good homes. But you know what? For all you celebrities adopting black babies, please have some black friends in your life so when they get a little older, you'll know how to do their hair. It's so important.
Yeah, I mean, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Get some black friend, and if you need a black friend, call me. I'm definitely willing
I'll
to
be calling
step
you,
in.
D.
I love you, Mariska. I'm a big fan.
Slash
call me.
Stylist.
You know, yeah. I'll be your friend. I'll help you with the hair because it's gonna come up soon, sooner than you think.
That's your bio.
Yeah, Sandra Bullock.
That,
she's another.
There's
one.
That whole Grey's Anatomy episode.
Yes.
With the hair.
Where,
our systems detect that a host has wandered off the subject.
Oh my God, I love that.
What are we talking about?
I love that. Okay, well, black babies kind of played into it there, Ben.
We got
but okay,
so
we'll
off
move
topic.
On. We'll move on.
Okay, speaking of the Kardashians, though, and hair, a couple little observations.
Yeah.
Number one, Kim's hairline at the end of the show.
Yes. It looked like a lace front wig. I don't know what that
Something
was.
Something was happening. There was like a black outline.
It was
I don't
weird.
Know if maybe she just gotten her hair dyed or maybe she got her hairline threaded.
Yeah.
But like all around,
agree.
It was weird.
It looked
well,
strange.
Apparently she wears a weave and Kanye told her to take it out.
I have seen
a weave
that.
Or a weave. Listen to her piping up at the end.
Yeah.
Apparently she wears a weave.
I have seen that where, like, and, but it was up here.
She
though.
Definitely gets lasered and hair threading.
Yeah.
She,
it was very obvious.
They,
yeah.
She for sure wears extensions because I've seen pictures of her and Kanye where her bun's been like really, really tiny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then also, Chloe had the little triangle thing.
Yeah, what was that? Was that a new age bindi? Like, what was that? Like, it was this gold, like, piece, like,
Chloe
right
loves
above
that.
Her forehead. I'm like,
random.
What is that? Okay, are you Indian now? Like, what is it?
And then also, for the first time ever, we realized that Kim's actually human because she had a pimple.
She did?
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
On her forehead.
Oh, I didn't see
Yay.
That.
Kim was a little greasy.
Cheers to the pimple.
She's human.
Greasy like we are
Cheers
right now.
To human.
Ooh, okay, you know, we're going to wrap this up, but
yeah.
Like I found a really funny picture. It's apparently of the three Kardashian sisters and Kris aged. Ben, do you have that picture you
Wait,
can put up for us?
What is this?
It's a really funny picture. You see, okay, so this is the Kardashians in like
Chloe.
In 40 years. How funny is this picture?
That is funny.
Chloe kind of looks like Rosie from The Real Housewives
like,
of New Jersey.
Oh my God, that's so funny. Even oh my God,
how funny is that? It's like the new age
Courtney
Golden Girls.
Scary.
Oh
yeah.
Look at Kim.
God.
Like how funny is that picture?
Kim, what's
like
the
that just goes to show you know how beautiful you are when you get old. Like
it don't matter.
Everyone's gonna look crap.
It doesn't matter. How funny is that? So
I just missed like two words.
I thought we'd end on a really funny note. Thanks for the picture, but I thought that was a really
the
hilarious
heat
picture.
Is getting to my head.
Yeah, the heat is just getting
I
to
just
us.
I just missed
so,
like two words in that sentence. So sorry, everybody.
It's all right.
We're about to start taking our clothes off,
Jenna. Yeah, we got the
jets. The heat has fired our brains. All right, so I think that's a wrap, you guys. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks to Tyler for being here with us. Let's go around the room. Can we find you anywhere? How long are you going to be in LA? What's going on? Did you have fun today?
I had lots of fun. Totally out of character for me, but yeah. I enjoyed
Having
it.
Fun
yeah.
is out of character for you?
No, being on the stage.
Being on the stage. I know.
On camera.
Yeah.
But it was good. It was
okay,
fun.
Cool.
Oh my God.
Thanks
for
having me.
Of course.
Thank you for coming, Ty, my friend from New York. You can find me at Adrian_Vero on Instagram and Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
You can find me at Gisele Ugarte and GiseleUgarte.com. And as I've mentioned before, voting starts for the Ultimate Beauty Fashion Competition on YouLookHot.com tomorrow.
And I'm Deanna Vaughn. You can follow me on Twitter at GoToGirlTV. And you can check out GoToGirlTV.com for fantastic webisodes giving you go-to solutions for just about anything on a budget.
Anything.
All right, guys. Thanks for tuning
in.
We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Yeah.
Oh.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.